Good evening. Welcome to Sacred Sentiments with Rev. Mickey. John the 9th chapter, verses 4 through 5 reads as follows. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. I must work the works of him that sent me. Don't get too comfortable. I was recently watching an episode of the Jay Hutt show as she interviewed twins by the name of Bruce and Glenn. They opened up by telling their story that they, as a young age, had a vision and a dream to start their own clothing line. At a young age, they started making clothes. As they got older and the vision died down a little bit, they had the idea to work in corporate America. Got in corporate America and it wasn't quite what they thought it would be because they weren't the visionaries. Bruce gives the account of getting ready for work and getting out of the shower and the Lord speaking a word. He gets to work where he sees his brother Glenn, and Glenn meets him and says, "The Lord gave me a word." They both looked at each other and the word was, "Don't get comfortable." That's the word for you today. Don't get comfortable. What is it that you are too comfortable in? Being comfortable is being in a state of physical or mental comfort, content and undisturbed, at ease. You can be comfortable in a relationship, at a job, but it's a state of ease. As a moment of transparency, I remember being on a job for a period of time. The Lord has spoke to me several times and said, "Move." But what happened? I got comfortable. I got comfortable with the routine, with the system. I knew what the expectations were. I knew what to do on a daily basis. I got comfortable. But what happens when you get too comfortable in a place, in a relationship, in a season, and God clearly gives you signs? He clearly speaks to you. What happens? That bed of ease becomes disturbed. And so for that period of time, I was released from a job because I didn't move. I got too comfortable. But then I remember being in a relationship that I got comfortable in because I received a prophetic word, or so I thought it was a prophetic word, that I would meet my spouse while doing ministry. I got comfortable. I often say, get up off your cushion of complacency. We get comfortable in a situation because it doesn't require much effort on our part. It's relaxed. It's stress-free. We get comfortable. But I like to think that God is calling us, moving us from being in a place of comfort. Because you see, we're called to be uncomfortable. Think about it, if you will, the Great Commission. Jesus appeared to the disciples, and he gave them what is now known as the Great Commission. Jesus came near and said to them, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and in earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." You see, the Great Commission, we are called to go. Go means action. Go is a verb. But in order for us to go, we have to get up, out of, off of our cushions of complacency and do the works. John says we must do the works while it is day. What happens when we just sit and just let life go by? When we let our dreams go by, when we let our relationships die, when our health begins to fail? We have to be participants in this life. what happens when we get comfortable in our spiritual walk, right? We lose faith. We begin to doubt. But as with any relationship, any situation, we have to do the works in order to maintain a healthy Christian life. In order to not get comfortable in our Christian life, we must pray, we must fast, we must worship, we must study, we must do the works. So my challenge for you today, I want to encourage you to go. Get up wherever you are. Get up out of that relationship where you're not growing, where you're not being loved, where you're not being appreciated or respected. Leave that job where you are not growing. Where you are comfortable, where God has already told you to move. He's even opened doors on your behalf, but you are stuck because you are comfortable. In this season of stretching, growing, God is encouraging us. God is calling us to get up and go. You can't go if you're sitting down and you're comfortable and you're complacent. You can only go when you trust God. When you have faith in God, and when you do the works. Do the work. Do the work while it's day. Don't get comfortable, my brothers and sisters. Don't get comfortable in just existing. Start living. If God has called you to it, He has equipped you to do it. Just like the brothers, they went back to their first love and they started designing and creating their own fashion line because God gave them that one single word, don't get comfortable. What is it today that you are comfortable in? Get that one thing, speak to that one thing, and tell that one thing that today is the day I decide to get up and go. Be blessed.